Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's a gorgeous day. It's going to be another gorgeous day. Hey, today is episode number 402. So we're rapidly approaching, what, 500? No, actually, we're approaching 405. But anyway, we're gonna make it to 500. Who knows, maybe 1,000. All right, now, before I forget, if you would please go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko & Associates. And it's all been revamped. It's got a lot of new pictures. It's actually pretty cool. So if you've checked it out in the past, please check it out again. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And one more thing, all of the podcasts of every show I've ever done, all 401 of them, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So if you missed a show or you heard the show and you want to hear it again or you want to have a friend listen to it or watch it, since we can, every show starting in January of 2015 are also on video, live video, by the way. And so if you want to watch right now, you can go to thereasonswesmile.com and you'll see the feed right there. But anyway, yeah, you can listen or watch any show that we've ever done. Now, this is, as The Reasons We Smile, meaning the new name of the show, this is the first, what we are now calling, Smiles from the Street. Used to be called Teeth Across America, now it's Smiles from the Street. So, what I did is I went out yesterday, and I asked a bunch of people what makes them smile. So let's go ahead and listen in.
So I'm doing my Smiles from the Street episode, and I'm with Mr. Worthington. And, okay, so tell me, what makes you smile?
It makes me what?
Smile.
A good-looking woman.
A good-looking woman? Okay, and you have one with you here, huh?
Oh, wait, I got one right with you. Hear me now, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. How long have you guys been together?
13 and a half years.
Wow, 13 and a half years.
Never had Jimmy.
Really?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
Walking over at the Westland Mall.
Walking?
Walking over at Westland Mall.
You mean like for exercise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to go over and walk every morning. And she went with us one morning. I saw her clear across the mall. And I thought, well, that's a good-looking gal. I get a chance to meet her. Back around, she's sitting there talking to a friend of ours. Introduced us to each other. We went to breakfast that morning together, and we've been together ever since.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Now, you're pretty healthy for your age. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 83. Just
83?
Yeah. You got a bad heart right now. I had a pacemaker put in about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. But otherwise, you're pretty spry, huh?
It'd be too damn morning to be anything else. I get in trouble. That's my middle name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. And tell me your name again.
Pardon?
Tell me your name again.
Oh, Bob Worthington.
Bob Worthington. Okay. And you retired?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
What do you do?
Oh, yeah, I'm retired. Yeah.
What did you used to do?
I used to capital fire protection.
Oh, okay.
Automatic sprinkler systems.
Really? You installed them?
Oh, yeah. I worked 10, 12, and 14 hours a day, most generally 7 days a week.
Wow.
Did that for 28 years.
So now you get to relax.
Yeah, I get to relax, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're a damn good dentist. I'll say that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, too. All right, so I'm with James. James, first of all, what do you do for a living?
I'm a dental assistant. I help people with their teeth.
Okay. And tell me, what makes you smile?
What makes me smile? People smiling, happy people.
Happy people?
Yes.
People that are positive?
Positive. Positive inspirations. Sunshine. Puppy dogs.
Long walks on the beach and stuff
exactly,
like that?
Exactly, yeah. It's, you know, life makes me smile. Waking up in the morning and being able to make the world a better place and to make other people smile makes me smile.
Cool. Yeah, very well said. I agree with all of that stuff because, first of all, we have to realize how fortunate we are, right? Because there is always somebody a little worse off and who may not have the advantages that we have. And let's face it, there's going to come a day when we're not going to be able to see our reflection in the mirror, right? We're not going to be able to fog the mirror.
Exactly. Be grateful for every second you have on this is a great planet we have, and just be happy and treat others well and smile. It's a lot better that way.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, can I get you guys to tell me what makes you smile? Well, first of all, what's your name?
Laura.
Laura, what makes you smile?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. How long you guys been together?
2 years.
2 years. Good, good. Are you thinking about getting married?
Yeah, probably next year.
Really? Okay. That's good. And what about you? What makes you smile?
I'm seeing little kids play.
Seeing little kids play?
Yes.
That's neat. And not fight.
Exactly.
Do you have little kids?
No, but I have a little niece and nephew.
Okay, so you like watching them play?
Yes.
Are you the favorite aunt?
Of course.
Yes?
Yes.
You get them all kinds of gifts and stuff?
A little bit, yes. I spoil them.
and then give them back, right?
Exactly.
You get them all full of sugar high and stuff like that?
No, I know better. Mom would get mad at me. Their
okay.
Mom would get mad at me.
How would she know?
How?
She wouldn't know, would she?
Oh, yeah, she might. She might when they come home.
Okay. Okay, you can kind of see them vibrating, right?
Yes.
Okay, so watching children play, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Tell me, what makes you smile?
Today?
No, any day.
Usually Jesus.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's fine. That's fine. And then what about other days?
I like to see people smile.
People smile?
Smile, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. When somebody smiles at you, it kind of lifts your spirit, right?
It does. It lifts my spirit. It makes me happy.
Good. What's your name?
My name is Shelly.
Shelly. Thanks, Shelly.
Yep, thank you.
What makes you smile, sir?
What makes you smile?
Yeah, what makes you smile?
A lot of things make me smile.
A lot of things? Okay, name them.
Watching my beautiful wife.
Okay, watching your beautiful wife,
yeah.
Who happens to be sitting right here, so it's a good thing he said that, right?
And she's smiling, too.
And she's smiling, too. That's right. I'm going to ask her in a minute. And what else?
Just to be happy about life.
Good. Good. Awesome. And beautiful wife, what makes you smile?
My family, my husband, my son, my church, Jesus.
Great. So, and what's your name?
My name's Julie.
Julie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Julie. Well, thank you so much. And let's see. Let me just go around the table. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go to him. Let's go to him. What makes you? What's your name first?
Trevor.
Frederick?
Trevor.
Trevor. Okay, Trevor. What makes you smile?
My mom, sometimes.
Your mom, sometimes.
My family, clothes, shoes, and my girlfriend.
Awesome. Is your girlfriend here?
No.
Okay, what's her name?
Zoe.
Okay, she's listening. Okay, thank you so much. And what about you? Are you part of this family?
I have to be the matriarch of this.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yes, absolutely. God is so faithful and kind, and I just love him every day and just thank him for the blessings he bestows upon us.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
First of all, tell me your name.
Kyle Martin.
Kyle Martin. Okay, Kyle, what makes you smile?
People smiling at me.
When people smile at you, okay.
And when somebody tells me something funny.
Okay, so jokes. That's good. Do you tell jokes too?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. And that makes people smile, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're angry and somebody smiles at you, what happens?
I turn a little bit happier.
Good. All right. Thank you. Hey, can I ask you guys what makes you smile? What's your name first?
Kirsten.
Kirsten, what makes you smile?
When I have my family together.
Really? How many are in your family?
Seven, I think.
You're not sure? So like mom, dad, and five kids?
Yeah.
Okay, are you the oldest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how old are you?
I am 13.
13, and how old is the youngest?
He is 5, I believe.
You don't know? What's his name?
Alex.
You at least know your brother's name, right?
Yeah.
All right, and let's see, who do we have here? More members of your family or different? Hi, what's your name?
Cameron.
Cameron, and what makes you smile?
I don't know.
Nothing makes you smile?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
If I'm smiling, that's kind of making you smile. Okay, now she's giggling. What makes you giggle?
I don't know.
I'm just teasing. Okay, and what's your name?
Mariah.
Mariah. And Mariah, what makes you smile?
Being with my family.
Great, and how old are you?
11.
You're 11. Are you related to her? No, different family. Okay.
I'm related to Eli.
You're related to Eli. How?
She married my cousin, Richie.
She married your cousin? Okay. So that means, I don't know what that means. I don't know how that makes you related, but I know what you mean. Okay, so that being with family is cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, and as you know, we do Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day each week. We're going to do it here in just a second. The winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And you might want to remember what question it is that I'm asking everyone here. I'm asking everyone what makes them smile. But before we do Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during the Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day.
All right. And the question of the day today is, so since today is one of my Smiles from the Street episodes, where I've been speaking with everyday folks, what question have I been asking everyone? Have I asked them, A, what makes you sad? B, what makes you smile? Or C, what makes you angry? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769, 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Does it hurt when you smile?
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day. The question was, what question have I been asking everyone as part of today's Smiles from the Street show? Was it A, what makes you sad? B, what makes you smile? Or D, I'm sorry, C, what makes you angry? And we're going with caller number 3, which is Billy. Hey, Billy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling, first of all. And what is the answer?
B, what makes you smile?
What makes you smile, exactly. So, hey, Billy, what makes you smile?
What makes me smile?
Yes.
Something or people I care about, when I see them happy, it makes me happy.
Seeing other people happy. That's cool. That's great. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a buyer.
A buyer. Okay. You buy stuff.
Yeah.
for clothes or like a Target or something?
For a major utility.
Oh, okay. Okay, you buy electricity. Cool. All right. Well, or maybe you buy coal. I don't know, but that's okay. Well, hey, thank you for listening, and please stay on the line because we have to get that info as to where the flowers will be sent, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, awesome. And so that my producer doesn't have to do two things at once, we'll go to some more of these interviews that I did asking people what makes them smile.
Do you want to tell me what makes you smile?
Say something.
Can't think of anything? Can't think of anything that makes you smile?
Playground.
A what?
Play on the playground.
Oh, playing on the playground. Okay. And your name's Soraya, right? And you are five, right? Six. Are you five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So, thank you so much. Appreciate it. What's your name?
Annette.
Lynn?
Annette.
Annette. And Annette, what makes you smile?
I don't know.
Nothing makes you smile?
People.
People? Yeah. Okay, people. All right, well, that's a good answer. Let me ask somebody else here, okay? People makes her smile, Annette. Well, Annette, how old are you?
14.
14, okay, and people make Annette smile. What's your name?
Natalie.
Natalie, what makes you smile?
Seeing my family happy.
Is she your family?
Yep. She's my daughter.
Okay, kind of thought so. But she didn't know what made her smile other than people.
Yeah.
But that's good. Oh, that's good. So, and how often do you guys together a lot? I mean, you're a close family?
Oh, we are, yes. Every day.
Every day. That's good. That's good. And I mean, like, you have a big family. Everybody gets together for the holidays and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we sure do.
Does that make you smile when you get together for the holidays?
Yeah.
Okay. How about schoolwork? Does that make you smile?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? When it's easy, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Really? Oh, that's cool. I was going to ask you a math question, but I realized I probably wouldn't know the answer, so I won't ask you. Can you ask me a math question?
What's 12 times 12?
144.
Good job.
We'll stop there, because I don't know my 13s. Thanks, guys. What makes you smile?
It would have to be Jesus.
Okay. All right. What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? The good Lord.
Okay.
The good Lord makes me smile.
What's your name?
Angie.
Angie.
Yeah.
Okay, Angie. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Can I ask you guys what makes you smile?
What makes me smile?
Yeah.
Tennessee honey.
Tennessee what?
Honey.
Is that whiskey?
Yep.
I thought it might be. What's your name?
I'm Kate. Hello.
Kate. Hi, Kate. What makes you smile?
Family.
Family. Awesome.
Yeah, you can add that to my list, too.
and I assume you get Tennessee honey in Tennessee, or?
Actually, it's Jack Daniels.
It's Jack Daniels? Okay, you can get it anywhere you want.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, thanks. Can I ask you what makes you smile? What's your name first?
Tressa.
Tressa, what makes you smile, Tressa?
What makes me smile? Family.
Family. Okay. Anything else? That's it?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's a good answer. I just wondered. That's a good answer. Thank you. And how about you? What makes you smile?
My family.
Your family. And what's your name?
Malia.
Say it again.
Malia.
Malia, like the Obamas.
Yeah, okay. Older than I thought of it first.
Oh, you thought of it first?
Yeah.
So they stole your name?
Yes, they stole my name, even the spelling.
Seriously, okay. Yes. All right. So you were the first Malia.
Yes.
Yes.
Does it mean something? I think it does in Hawaiian, right?
Beautiful flower.
Wow. Okay, awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
That must be why they picked it.
Yeah. That's why I picked it, yes. Okay.
So beautiful names make you smile, not just family.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's special.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
Brooke.
Brooke?
Yeah.
Okay, Brooke, tell me what makes you smile.
Being put on the spot.
It worked too, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, she's smiling really big. Okay. Okay, is that the only thing you can think of?
Puppies and babies.
Puppies and babies, in that order?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm supposed to ask you what you're taking up in college.
American Sign Language interpreting.
Really? Well, that's really neat. I've always wondered about how people learn that, and I wish I knew that. I wish I knew how to do it. Unfortunately, since this is radio, I can't have you say anything in sign language, but it's American Sign Language.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you that I know of a story where somebody was deaf. I'm trying to think how this was.
Gallaudet.
Tell me about it.
It was the story of Gallaudet, and he met a little girl who was deaf, and they didn't have any American Sign Language schools, like any schools for the deaf. So he went to France to try and find a sign language teacher for her to teach her sign language. That's why French Sign Language and American Sign Language are so close.
Oh, okay. Okay, and there are other sign... is there Spanish?
Yes. I don't know what it would be called, though. There's Universal Sign Language, too, which would be, like, everybody. If you know it, then you can talk to anybody around the world. Who knows, too.
Now, what's the sign for smile? Can you show me? Okay, so you take your finger in your thumb, and you kind of spread it open, like, and then you smile. Okay. Okay. Well, that's neat. Now I know how to smile. Right?
Very much so.
Well, thank you so much. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19, and you're in college. So this, are you a freshman or is this a sophomore?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, just started, right? Okay. And then once you learn how to do it, where will you work? You'll work somewhere using your sign language?
Yeah, I wanted to work in business. So I want to do, like, interpreting business meetings and stuff.
Oh, okay. Sounds cool. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I think I missed her. I missed her. Can you tell me what makes you smile?
Food.
Food. All food?
Yep.
That's an awesome answer, actually. I think that's probably like universal, but nobody would admit it, you know?
I'll admit it.
What's your name?
Jen.
Jen, J-E-N.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
What has made me smile?
Yeah, what makes you smile? You're smiling now, by the way.
Seeing my niece.
Seeing your niece?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, tell me what makes you smile. What makes you smile?
When I do fun days.
Fun days?
Yeah, like Saturday.
Okay. And what's your name?
Marcus Anthony Rogers.
And how old are you?
6.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me what makes you smile?
I'm sorry?
What makes you smile?
Oh, them.
Them? Oh, somebody getting married?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, can I ask, what makes you smile? You don't want to talk? He's shaking his head. What makes you smile? She's smiling at me. Stranger with a microphone, apparently, but anyway.
Love makes me smile.
Okay. Cool. What are they laughing at, huh? They're laughing at you? Can I ask what makes you smile? Because you're laughing pretty loud.
Beer.
Beer makes you smile? That's a pretty good answer. What makes you smile?
My morning lovings with my husband.
Whoa, okay. That's why he didn't want to talk, probably.
Yes, that's why.
He was in deep thought.
Yep. He was just thinking about earlier this morning.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. What's your name?
Andrea.
What's his name?
John.
Where do you live?
Blaine City.
Thanks. What?
It's John, a.k.a. Big Daddy.
Oh, got it. Okay, did he just earn that nickname this morning?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. How long you guys been married?
6 months, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so you're just newlyweds then?
Yes. Yep.
Great.
That's why you still have morning loving.
At what year does that end?
3.
At 3? Okay. She had to think about it for a second. Oh, so how long have you been married?
13 years.
13? Yep. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Yep. That's great. Great. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. This is one of my Smiles from the Street episodes. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to more people about what makes them smile. All right.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Baby, you smile, I smile. Oh, 'cause whatever you smile, I smile.
what makes you smile. Wait a minute. What's your name? Paul, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what makes you smile.
This woman right here.
This woman right here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, anything else? How about that woman over there?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Not
just
really.
Kidding. No,
I'm just kidding.
Jameson.
What?
Jameson.
Oh, Jameson. Okay. And what makes you smile? I assume this guy over here? Yeah, it's a radio. You have to talk.
Oh, yes. This gentleman over here and my children.
And your children.
Because I have to say that because I'm a
right.
mom.
Just in case they're listening.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Where the hell's the gentleman?
What do you say? What?
Where the hell's the gentleman you're pointing at?
Oh, my bad.
I'm not pointing, I guess.
Okay, thanks, guys. All right, so tell me what makes you smile. What makes you smile?
Beer.
Beer? All brands or just one brand?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite?
Yes. Okay.
Why do you go for the light? So you can drink more?
Yes. Absolutely. My grandchildren make me smile, too.
And your grandchildren. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen. Okay. Okay. Excuse me. What makes you smile?
My crazy husband makes me smile.
You have a crazy husband?
I have a very crazy husband. But he makes me smile.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Is he here somewhere?
I'm sorry, what?
Is he here somewhere? I should talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what makes you smile.
Happy people at a wedding.
Happy people at a wedding. Okay. Sounds good. All right, tell me what makes you smile.
Cake, hands down.
Hands down?
Yeah, hands down, cake.
What about ice cream?
Oh, that only makes cake better.
How about whipped cream?
That's more of a pumpkin pie kind of thing, but it's not bad.
Okay. And the cherry on top and nuts?
Oh, that's a given. That's supposed to be there.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I want you to tell me, what's your name?
Kaden.
Okay, Kaden. Tell me what makes you smile.
Seeing my mom and dad happy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really nice. That's really nice. So, anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
I just like to see them happy.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, give some thought today to what makes you smile, and maybe you can put a smile on someone else's face, because one of the things we learned was if you smile at someone, they tend to smile back. If you smile at the world tends to smile back, and you could change somebody's mood by just smiling. It's just amazing, and you might remember that we did a show 2-3 weeks ago now, and it was something about the value of smiling, and it turns out that the research shows that you can extend your life by 7 years by smiling. Now, a part of that is being positive, and you know it lowers blood pressure and increases serotonin, and there are a lot of medical reasons for it. But the reality is it all starts with a smile. Of course, you know that's what I do for a living. Is I'm a dentist, and so I'm always enhancing a person's smile, changing their attitude, their outlook, their ability to face the world with a big smile. I call it laughing out loud, or smiling out loud. You know. If you're one of those people that you have to put your head down to hide your teeth when you smile, or you put your hand up to block your smile, it's going to be hard to smile out loud. So, you know, don't sit at home and wait or think this could never change. You might want to get into your dentist or get into me, and we can fix that for you. So I really appreciate you tuning in. It looks like my time is up. Tell you what, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, like I said earlier in the show, at Dr. Kvitko. Go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.